This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, speaking of police, well, there's an update on the teenage girl out in Massachusetts who is going to prison, apparently, for what is essentially a thought crime. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. It's an update on a case we've discussed previously, but first let's talk to James in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hello, James.
Hi. Do you have a regular program during the week?
We do, actually. We're live 7 days per week. You're listening in Indianapolis, where that station picks up our Saturday show, which is great. It's great to be on once a week. But, yeah, you can hear us 7 days a week online over at freetalklive.com.
Okay. I kind of like your format here.
Thank you, James.
About 6-7 years ago, we had a politician, Lindsay, running for office, and he was asked the question, how much money that the federal government has borrowed from the Social Security Fund. And he said, are you sitting down or standing up? I can sit down. He says, I think as of this day, it's around $5.2 trillion.
Okay.
Are you aware of that or how that works?
I didn't know there was a fund for Social Security.
Yeah, there's kind of, it goes into the general fund, but it's accounted for, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So, you know, what the government says is, we've got your children to tax. We'll just go ahead and use your Social Security money any way we want.
Uh-huh, sure.
And, of course, this scheme was set up. You know, it's got all the bells and whistles of something that's out there to help people, but it was set up by politicians. So, of course, the politicians say, we can administrate this. Now, these people couldn't administrate their own law firms. That's why they went to Washington, D.C. in the first place. I mean, The vast majority of politicians in America are just lawyers that were bad at chasing ambulances, right? So, off they go, and they're going to run a nation, and they have. They've run it into the ground.
So if these 54 million senior citizens that want to try to get some of their money back that they've taken from them, do they go to ACLU or who would they go to file a class action lawsuit?
I don't know if the problem with these sorts of lawsuits that you're referring to here is that almost inevitably, when it finally gets to some federal judge, and after all the money's spent and all that other stuff, they're just going to dismiss it because you lack standing. They're going to say things like, look, you're getting your Social Security, I don't know what the problem is, blah, blah, blah. And the
failure to state a claim on which relief can be granted.
Right, The thing is the judge is going to be like, what do you want me to do? I'm going to get screwed by this, too. We let these politicians do this, and that's kind of the way they're going to go with it. I support you in filing it. I don't know whether we're going to get anywhere on it.
Okay, now you say we. Okay, so if AMAC, AARP, and all these guys get together and say, look, you're going to start paying us the cost of living for our people, or we're going to vote you out. You think that would work?
It would be the AARP and AMAC are very powerful lobbies. Maybe.
Right.
No, it wouldn't work because ultimately, even if you did vote them out, then you would likely be voting in the same people, just with different names. I mean, the politicians that run for these offices are not better necessarily than the incumbents. You know, the devil you know versus the devil you don't in this case. You're going to replace one bad actor with another bad actor. I mean, the odds that anybody is going to get into a political office that has any concern whatsoever for the average person is very, very slim. I mean, you can look at Ron Paul as the sort of the unusual example of a sane person who actually believes in freedom, who managed to somehow get through the political process. But for the most part, these elections attract psychopaths and sociopaths who want to wield power over others, and you're not going to change that. I mean, I don't mean to say that, you know, you shouldn't try, but it's you're probably better off spending your retirement years doing something more enjoyable.
Yeah. Okay, and then I just got a comment to make on the drug problem we get from poppies.
What's sure, opium. Yeah.
Opium. I had a guy that's been in the service, retired, and he said, how we can solve that is just go around the country and bomb all the poppy fields.
I don't think that you solve anything with bombs. I mean, if it's a problem.
Are we talking about Afghanistan?
No, I'm talking about... he said, the way to do it is go around and drop leaflets for 2 weeks. Everybody working in those fields said, look, in 2 weeks we're going to bomb this thing because we're getting tired of our kids getting hooked on dope. He said, that's all they got to do. Just go around the world and bomb.
Well, it was nice of him to offer the leaflets first, letting them know the bombs would be coming.
Yeah,
so, you know,
right.
That's thoughtful.
Stay home that day.
The difficulty with this is that these poppy fields, so there's pictures of U.S. soldiers guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan,
but he's talking about here in the United States.
Well, there's poppy fields. The thing is that poppy fields, he said around the world.
Okay.
So poppy fields make, opiates. Opiates can be legal or illegal.
That's true.
So the difficulty is that it can help. Well, methadone is sort
a
of
legal
a,
drug.
It's a symptom of a problem, if that makes sense.
Well, but it's a legal opiate.
Agreed. It is a legal opiate. However, if people are helped in some cases by some pain relievers. Mm-hmm. Some pain relievers are good for people.
Oxycodone.
Oxycodone.
Hydrocodone.
I'm not saying that you should be taking it every day, but there are people that take it every day and they have that kind of pain.
I do. I take hydrocodone every day right before we go to bed.
There you go.
I realize that, but I'd be willing to give that up. If I could get
to bomb some poppy. I got you. Is your kid actually on opiates as an abusive thing?
I don't know what he's on right now, but he's on something.
But he has been. So here's the problem. And James, I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can't bomb your way out of the problem of drug addiction. Okay? I understand that people believe that violence, if you just crank it up high enough, is going to change behavior. And certainly in the moment, you know, you spank a child's bottom, he may indeed, you know, calm down for that moment. But, you know, we're not talking about children here. We're talking about human beings who, for whatever reason, have decided that they would like to alter their state of consciousness.
But property destruction isn't exactly violence in the same way that...
Are you telling me that people aren't going to get caught up in bombings of fields? Okay, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to die if you start dropping bombs all over fields of plants.
He's talking about leafleting first.
That's awfully nice of him, Mark. But I think you and I both know that when the government implements a drug war policy, they don't come in with leaflets first to let you know that you can shut down your operation right now or else something bad's going to happen to you.
You know, if you cut your finger off with a skill saw, I don't consider a skill saw to be a violent weapon. I consider it to have had a warning on it, and you should know better. When you've been warned on something, I just don't like to call it violence in the same way.
That's a ridiculous statement. Everybody's been warned that drugs are illegal, Mark, and that doesn't make it any less violent when the cops come kicking in your door and shooting your dog.
If you're taking care of poppy fields, you can do the same thing that you did the day before. You can skip a day. It's like you can just not come to work that day if they said that they're going to bomb that
ridiculous.
Day.
I mean, to even accept the idea that the government's going to leaflet anybody about bombing, just stop.
Well, okay.
So we're talking about the violence of the war on
stuff
drugs.
That's legal,
in,
okay?
In the real
the
world. Can we go back to the real world?
Licenses.
Can we go back to the real world?
The government made all these addicts in the first place. Okay?
No, that's not necessarily
true. They got paid off by Big Pharma, and then they're...
not necessarily true. There are people who've gotten addicted to opiates who didn't start with prescription medication.
Sure. Those people have a completely different... But they are a minority. The vast majority of people out there in this opiate stuff went on because... Big Pharma paid off the government and then sent a bunch of pharmaceutical reps around the nation to different doctors' offices pushing particular drugs. I'm not going to say that opiates don't have
a
place.
So you want to bomb the pharmacy factories?
I don't want to bomb anything, man. Okay, I just don't want you to talk about property destruction as in the same way as you talk about violence. You're talking about spanking a kid.
Generally, when you bomb things, people end up dying. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. How many times has the U.S. military said, oh, yeah, it's totally fine, just go bomb that, you know, structure. Oh, wait, there was a hospital in there. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Did you know if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in early 2010, you'd have nearly $35 million right now? $1,000 in Ethereum in 2014 would be over $500,000. Isn't it time you focused on investing in blockchains and cryptos? Get up to speed on a new digital world of Bitcoin, Ethereum, ICOs, and blockchains. Hands-on intensive investment workshop so you can be confident buying, selling, and trading. Don't miss out. Go to 100xinvestors.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's code FTL20, 20% off. 100xinvestors.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Mark, what's going on out in Uganda? There has been a fundraiser that we've been helping with. We've sort of spearheaded, I guess. You have, mostly. And you signed on Jax.io, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, and Cell411 over at GetCell411.com to offer matching contributions to build an orphanage.
Yep, that's right. We're building an orphanage. It's for about 45 kids in Jinja, Uganda, right there on the lake, the shores of Lake Tanganyika, or Lake Victoria, depending on what your preference is. And it is going rather well. At this point, we're about halfway done. We've got the first floor complete, some of the electrical conduits in, the floor for the second floor. We're working on the walls for the second floor, and soon we will have a roof, which will, of course, be great. Right now, these kids are sleeping in a big room on the dirt floor. It doesn't have power.
Okay.
They're sleeping, head to toe in there. And, they're going to school the next day. Now, these are happy kids, there's no doubt, but these are pretty rough conditions they're in. I'd like to see them have a bed, place to wash their face, and so that they can study for school in the morning, and they can make a better life for themselves. If you'd like to see that too, your dollars will be matched twice. So your $50 contribution is $150 contribution. You're not going to find this too many places when it comes to sort of your charitable giving dollar. You can check it out, hope.freetalklive.com. I made a little post about it, and there's some pictures there. hope.freetalklive.com. There's ways to contribute. You can do it through PayPal, Bitcoin, a whole variety of ways. hope.freetalklive.com.
All right, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We were talking about the war on drugs, and I just wanted to further the comment here that you're not going to be able to bomb your way out of the problem. Whatever the problem is with a drug, whether it's opiates, whether it's crack cocaine, as it was back in the 80s, very popular, whatever it is that people are doing in the moment, that violence isn't the solution. Bombings aren't the solution. Arrests aren't the solution. You cannot arrest your way out of a drug problem. And the reason for that is, even if you could somehow successfully interdict every bit of heroin and stop people from getting their hands on opiates, they'd find something else. They'd cook something up, as the crocodile users have done.
What about meth? I mean, they're making it from, pills, sinus pills.
Yeah, they'll cook something up. And it'll be even more dangerous, of course, once they do that. Go ahead, look up crocodile with a K. Yes, K-R-O-K-O-D-I-L, I think it is. Anyway, you'll
terrible
find it.
Terrible drug, yeah.
And they're, mixing together oil and household chemicals, and, it's horrifying. So the problem is that people want to alter their state of consciousness to get away from a life that is probably not to their liking. There's something they don't really much enjoy about their life, and so they want to do something to escape it. And that escapism you will never solve by throwing somebody in a jail cell. And you certainly won't solve it by burning down poppy fields. So you have to solve it at the source, at the problem, and that is not an easy thing to do. That is something that is an individual journey and an individual struggle for those drug addicts to defeat. But the way the government has been doing this war on drugs has not helped those people. There may be some people out there who will tell you that, boy, if I hadn't been arrested, I was scraping the bottom of the barrel and I got arrested and my life is better now because I went to jail and I got clean while I was in jail. And I know those stories do exist. But there are also so many other stories of people who've been arrested and then they get out of jail and they're even
seems
worse
like the
off.
The first thing they do is go to the convenience store and buy a pack of cigarettes.
Sure. Or go and get some crack or whatever it is.
It seems like that clean time doesn't, if for whatever reason, because it's forced upon them, they don't internalize it.
Yeah. It's not as valuable.
In many cases. It's not true for everybody.
There are so many cases of people who, they get arrested. Well, guess what? They lost their job as a result of that. They had a job. They were a productive drug user. There are a lot of people out there who are productive drug users. They show up every day and go home and they, use whatever their preference is. But if you take that person out of their life, you pluck them out of their job, out of their apartment or their house, and then they lose that because they can't make a rent payment while they're in jail. It can't work, so they can't make the rent payment. So they lose their job, they lose their house, and then you get, you know, they get through with being in jail for 3 months or however long this the sentence happened to be, and they get out, and what do they have left? The only the charity of the people who care enough about them to let them crash on the couch or something like that. If they even have any connections in the area whatsoever, or if they haven't already burned up any kind of charitable feelings that anybody has towards them because they were a drug addict and probably stealing from their own grandmother. So the idea that the government is going to create a solution to drug addiction through their typical methods, which is the use of force, is fallacious.
Governments have created solutions. You can look at places like Amsterdam in Portugal. And
I said through the use of force.
I know. I'm just saying that doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is what they call the definition of insanity. I'm not sure it is the definition of insanity. You know, you're going to need mental health.
An insane person may think that.
But, you know, ultimately, you can look. Is all you have to do, all our august bodies of leaders need to do is take a little look around, and they could actually see how to diminish drug use. They choose not to. And one, you can go ahead and ask yourself why. I'm curious, what are your answers to
when
that
when you say
question?
They choose not to, you mean like by following the Portugal model where they could allow
sure.
people to possess
Portugal
small amounts
of drugs?
Portugal
has some of the lowest drug use in the world now.
Lowest drug abuse.
Right, lowest drug abuse.
Lowest addiction.
And it moved down the rankers by decriminalizing small amounts of every drug. I'm talking about every drug.
And all the
you would
stats
think
are there.
This would mean that everybody was doing lots more drugs,
no.
but it would just the opposite occurred. No. And politicians, it's not like they can't read. They can read. It's not like this information hasn't been given to them. They choose not to. Maybe it's because, this is just me guessing here. Maybe it's because lobbyists want them to create jobs or whatever it is, and they know that the drug war is a job creator.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. DJ, waiting patiently there in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hello, DJ.
Hey, guys. First, I just want to say street drug. It's crocodile in Russian.
Yeah.
And it's named that way because it really turns the skin reptilian. I mean, you really can tell by the people's faces and teeth that they're on this drug.
Yeah, we've talked about it in the past. It's horrifying. It is spelled K-R-O-K-O-D-I-L.
I'm not sure how long you've been here down here in Myrtle Beach in RNN. I think, you know, it's been at least a few years.
Yeah, several years.
I'm glad you're expanding, and you guys are always consistent.
We like to be consistent.
you don't seem to be changing an opinion for the public airways.
Yep.
No,
we're not paid off, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no matter how unpopular our opinions are, we will continue to hopefully communicate them in as effective a manner as we possibly can.
If we do a poor job, then that's the listener needs to call in and correct us.
DJ, I appreciate the thoughts. If you want, you can hang on. I don't know if you'd gotten to your point yet, so stand by if you'd like. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Here you can join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and you can Skype in to the show at username lrn.fm.
So the internet has allowed an incredible amount of innovation in clothing and backpacks, and you can see all kinds of ads out there for imagined products that might solve this problem or that problem. Some of these problems are, you know, minute. Others are life-saving. But do any of these products stop bullets? I recently got a garment from bulletblocker.com, and it's a company founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Well, now they have a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, and briefcases that could save your life. The products are attractive, they're well-made, right here in the U.S., and you've got to have a nice jacket. I don't care where you are. In Florida, you got to have a nice jacket. You might as well have one that stops bullets, too. Get something for the whole family. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com. It takes a little while to, get your garment proper for you, and it's best if you begin your winter shopping now at bulletblocker.com.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Chris in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, we're doing a radio show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I was pretty much saying, as long as the government's going to steal my tax dollars to build prisons and then fill them with people, I'm pretty much a criminal for allowing them to do that.
Mm. You mean fill them with innocent people? Fill them with peaceful people? People who don't deserve to be in a prison? Is that what you mean?
Honestly, I don't see how prison helps anybody. I mean, there's some... I think we could completely redo our entire justice system.
Well, now, you're actually talking to, not me, but Mark, my co-host here, who spent about 9 years of his life in a prison, so I bet you have some insights into whether or not it helps people. Mark, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you know, clearly I agree with the caller, taking a bad person, putting them in a bad place, treating them badly, and letting them out with really not very much as far as a support system goes, doesn't seem like a real good system for, you know, that person acting good.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that, you know, you need to have a place to separate there's a certain percentage of society simply cannot function with other human beings.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
But, you know, I mean, right, like, you know, that's a problem. But, you know, I don't think that the prison system is really particularly... rehabilitative.
To claim it is.
Well, I think they've given up on that terminology.
It's still called the Department of Corrections here.
Well, sure, that's different than rehabilitation, but the idea is that you can't rehabilitate somebody who's never been habilitated. However, you may correct them, but I'm not sure that any of these prisons actually do that. So what are some of your thoughts?
Chris?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too much of an idealist. But, I mean, there should be a better system, I think, in place. I really think a lot of it could begin with the courts and just having people try and solve their differences between themselves. Maybe even go back to the old duel style. Who knows?
It's legal in Washington State, I think it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
Or semi-legal.
I think it's legal in a lot of places, honestly.
Dueling?
Dueling. Yeah, sure.
I don't know if it's as many as you think.
I think you could still claim trial by combat, too, if you'd like.
I don't think it's legal in as many places as you think that it is, Mark.
I know it's not. It's illegal in Kentucky's Constitution.
Chris, as far as changing the system to make it more humane towards others, I mean, obviously we can make one major tweak, and that is to end all prosecutions of victimless crimes. That right there would empty out so many cells.
That would be a beautiful beginning.
Yes, and it would just be a beginning, because you're right. There does need to be more humanity in this system, more choices, and there's an interesting book called The Market for Liberty that gets into kind of a vision of how a decentralized system could work, where it's all the control is not in this one governmental organization, that it would be the marketplace that could somehow provide, that could provide actual options for people that commit crimes against others that would, for instance, encourage restitution, that might make the victims whole, or at least more whole, when they're victimized by these criminals, which today is not always the case. The government seems to think that if somebody commits a crime against another human being, that just putting them in a cage for a number of years is going to solve the problem, but that doesn't actually help the victim or the victim's family. If the victim's been killed or something like that, the victim's family gets nothing in a lot of cases. In fact, it's worse, because the victim's family then has to pay, or the victim has to pay, to keep their assailant in a jail cell. So it's just a crazy backward system that we have, and it needs a lot of work.
Victimized twice.
Chris, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We got Josh. He's listening also in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Josh.
Hey. I don't understand why they're privatizing all the jail systems instead of just putting them at like a federal level and letting them deal with them.
Hold on, you're saying you don't understand why they're privatizing jails rather than federalizing them?
Yeah,
I don't know that the federal government is particularly an efficient organization. I would say the problem with private jails is that they're essentially carrion birds feeding off of a system that leaves many dead along the trail.
Yeah, they're encouraging the private prisons. It's such a good old boys club. With them and the politicians, they basically say, look, you feed us prisoners and we'll keep doing this. Otherwise, we're going to shut down. And so the politicians have the incentive to continue to criminalize nonviolent activity like possession of drugs, so you can load up a prison full of people who've never actually harmed another person. And that way the prison people make a bunch of money, and they're making their money off the backs of these poor people who could otherwise be out working and being productive members.
Oh, they're working. In many cases, these private prisons have them working from the inside.
Mm.
And they're making money on them going two ways.
was just curious what your thought was on it. So.
I think the answer is more decentralization. So federalization would be going in the wrong direction. That would be more centralization of control over prisons. I mean, it doesn't take much to look at the Bureau of Prisons and see all kinds of corruption. You can talk to federal prisoners who will, you know, tell you that they see the corruption on a regular basis. That's not to say that state prisons aren't corrupt as well. Certainly, they can likely be. But if it's decentralized, if it's at a more accessible level, if the control is at a more accessible level than you know, some federal agency a thousand miles away, then that does give some level of accountability to those local jails.
The first goal of, you know, a judge once somebody's been found guilty or whatever, should be, how do we make the victim whole? And
right.
The answer to that, the judges' hands are tied. They really only have fines, jails, probation, but those are essentially all the same thing. You don't pay the fine, you go to probation or to jail. You don't
right.
Follow the rules of probation, you go to jail. That's just in jail. They have things called, they have an area called confinement or segregation. So they have jail within jail. This is their only solution to everything, is essentially bars, locks, handcuffs. And that's not a way to make people whole. It's not a way to make victims whole. And
yeah, you're right. The whole perspective needs to shift.
Yeah.
And these are not things we're going to change overnight, unfortunately, but it is interesting to talk about. Josh, any other thoughts you want to share?
That's it. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I think that these are important issues to talk about, kind of try to look at things from an outside-the-box perspective, and it's a tough one. It's hard to really think about, how would jails or prisons work if we didn't have the monopoly on violence known as the state? How could we possibly have a system like that, where it's not even a system, it's just sort of the marketplace providing protection services and providing the service of keeping psychopaths out of the population? We don't know exactly how that would look in the absence of the one-size-fits-all government system.
I think that if you actually had a geopolitical place where the right to keep and bear arms was a fact instead of a fantasy...
Like here in New Hampshire? And Vermont? And...
I mean, they still decide who gets to keep and bear arms.
Sure, you're prevented as a felon. That's a good point.
Right. So if you have that, then there probably would be people would be able to take care of themselves a bit more.
855-450-FREE.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. There's enough time for you if you dial in. Right now, toll free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing here, then please, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at Free Talk Live, or over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn more about the AMP program there and the goals that we have and what we're doing with the $5 a month that you contribute. We're helping get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, over 170 great radio affiliates on board with us, including, again, adding KBBR tonight in Brainerd. So welcome aboard to all of our listeners out there. We're on as many stations as we are because of Free Talk Live amplifiers, because of listeners like you becoming an amplifier for $5 a month with PayPal or credit card or Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast. There's also the AMP-only Facebook group. There's also now the Free Talk Live badge that can be applied to your profile on the Free Talk Live forum, which is a larger forum. There's actually the Shire forum. It's just one section of that forum. So to identify you as a Free Talk Live listener, you have to be a Free Talk Live amplifier, and you'll get the badge there. So again, all these perks available to you, kind of sweeten the deal to help us out with your $5 a month, help spread the ideas of liberty and peace, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, all these things we love to talk about here. If you like the show, please get behind us at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun, Pat is in Michigan. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Hey, you guys were talking about the opium epidemic and the prison overpopulation and all this. And I can give you a perfect example from my own experience about how the government created this whole problem and brought it upon themselves.
Sure, go for it.
All right. Years ago, I was married. And my wife at the time was a fourth-generation welfare. So she was very adept at scamming the system. Well, unfortunately, she was diagnosed with cancer. And they prescribed her with all these opiums, Oxycontins, and whatnot. Well, people that don't have any money figure out a way to take something and make money.
Sure.
She took my 13-year-old son and turned him out as her drug mule.
Oh, wow.
All right? Corrupted his life, corrupted the whole damn family. But what people don't realize about this whole thing, this epidemic, is that drug dealers, they don't target people with no money. They target people with jobs. All right? So you start slinging this crap to all your neighbors that are actually anyway somewhere near gainfully employed. 6 months later, they're hooked on this, and they can't get it from the doctor because they don't have a real medical reason. Mm. Well, then they go out and start buying smack off the street because it's, you know, 10% of what the product costs. They created their own problem, and it was just to feed the beast. We have 5 police entities in this county, and for most of the year, we don't have a substantial population, only when the fudgies come up to use the cabins and whatnot.
Where are you calling from in Michigan?
Just north of the 45th parallel, over by Lake Huron.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so anyway, the caller that was on earlier that said that the cops do have quotas, yeah, they do have quotas. And, you know, 9 months of the year, they don't have a substantial population of guppies, so to speak, to feed on.
Yeah.
So they have to criminalize the populace to justify their own existence is the bottom line of it all.
There's a book out there called 3 Felonies a Day. The suggestion of the book is that the average American commits 3 felonies per day, in most cases without their own knowledge.
Yep.
And,
unknowingly. Just because there's so many freaking laws on the books. In the last 20 years, they've taken probably 20% of the statutes and made them into felonies.
Yep, nothing crazy.
And it's all to disarm the populace.
Yep, nothing.
They can take the teeth out the tiger.
I love this guy.
Nothing creates laws. Nothing creates rules like a failing state. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is they're attempting to extract more money and more value from each individual. They're wringing the rag as hard as they can to get everything they can get out of you. And
just sit there. They're ringing the register, too. I mean, look at the courts. Go to any kind of arraignment hearing where it's just guilty plea after guilty plea after guilty plea. I mean, all these people just taking the plea deal, and it's $400 sentence, $700 sentence, $600. Just ring, ring, ring the register over and over again, and you know, trying to act like they're doing people a favor, like that's what people want. Like this is the kind of thing that they want from government, is to be told what to do, where to go, how to live, and then be thrown in a prison cell if you don't do all that.
That's another point I wanted to touch on. Is nobody says how corrupt the system is. The public defenders, nobody wants anybody to know this, and I know this for a fact from dealing with the feds. The public pretenders are granted a big fat bonus if they can get you to plead guilty, so they don't plug up the court system.
Sure.
They just want to roll you over like the log you are, because they done cut your ass down.
Great call, Pat. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. And with some exceptions, the public defenders aren't that much better than the prosecutors, because the public defenders, they're so loaded up with cases, they have an incentive to tell people to take the plea deal. They don't want to go to trial. They don't have to prepare a case and defend somebody. It's much easier to just tell somebody, oh, you'd be better off if you just take the plea.
Well, in many cases, the advice is good. So, what you need to know, you have to have a couple of facts, America, when you understand understand plea bargains and how corrupt the judicial system has gotten. And I'm talking about from, you know, the beat cop all the way up to the judges. They're all complicit in this, and none of them really even know what to do about it. They know it's corruption. But you have to have these two facts. First off, it's far, far, far less than 1% of cases. 1%, far less than 1%, actually make it to a trial. Secondly, if you go to a trial, and that trial is a felony, I don't know about misdemeanors, I've never been able to track down this number, but you could presume it's probably similar. If you go to trial and you're likely to be found guilty of a felony. So the people, you know, that small percentage of people that you might presume are innocent because they took it all the way to trial, those people, two out of every three times, are found guilty. Now, ladies and gentlemen of Radio Land, why in the world would you take one of these charges to trial? You might be, look, I mean, really? Is our judicial system, are our, blazing paladins of justice out there so good that they don't make a mistake?
No, they put innocent people in prison all the time. We've seen the numbers. I know you want to keep going, go but ahead. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan, listening to WZTK in Alpena. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you guys going?
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, just want to expand on Pat up there, the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
I know where he's at. He's in Alpena, Michigan, and I'm about 45 miles to the south of him, and I know all about what's going on in his county and mine. My county's Alcona County.
Okay.
And they will, you know what? If you get caught with a roach in your wallet here on the street walking, they will take your driver's license away from you for a year.
Wow.
Yeah, you weren't even driving your car. Isn't that
now,
amazing?
My question is, how do they find a roach in your wallet if you're just on the street walking?
Oh, well, I talked to a guy. He was walking late at night, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, coming home from a friend's house. Because he doesn't have a license, obviously, but, yeah, they just roused him and searched him and found it.
Because, so he must have consented to the search then, right?
You don't have to consent to anything up here, and they'll search you and charge you.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is the good old boys up here. I have black friends, and I told them, I said, this is just like being in southern Mississippi or Alabama or Tennessee or somewhere.
Yeah.
These are the good old boys here.
Well, the good old boys exist everywhere, I'm sorry to say. But, I think that one of the only solutions to this problem, and it is a big problem, the police just harassing people wholesale on the streets and arresting all kinds of peaceful people, is we got to get liberty-minded people, people who believe that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anyone else. They got to concentrate in one place, and that's what we're doing with the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. And thank you, Tim, for your call here tonight. We're out of time. I'm sorry. You can call any other time. We're on live 7 to 10 Eastern every night of the week, even if you don't hear us live on your radio station. So thanks for the call. But if you want to learn more about the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, you can go to move.shiresociety.com. There's a little bit of information there. There's a couple different migrations that are happening right now. They've been going on for years. Libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists, they're coming here to New Hampshire, and we are making an impact. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com to learn more.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? You want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.